Welcome to another episode of Worst Collection Ever. This is the show where we tell you about the worst comic book collection in existence, and it just happens to belong to us. I'm Jen.
I'm John.
Here we are, talking about comic books.
I never know what to say
in the beginning. I know, that's why I sing.
Yeah, I think that makes sense.
Which is terrible. Why am I making people shut it off at the beginning?
No, I don't know. Yeah, I guess there's some stuff going on in the comics worlds.
Sure.
To talk about some stuff. I think we haven't touched upon some of it since last week as well.
It's been a while.
I think there was, what, the Birds of Prey trailer that dropped. That comes out in a few, next month, I think, right?
You know, I don't actually know.
I'm pretty sure it's February something.
I feel like it's February, but it might be March. Let me just look.
But yeah, it looks like a movie, you know? I mean, It's again, we've talked about this multiple times on the show, you know, Harley Quinn, at least for me, and I know maybe somewhat for you, you know, we're not big stands.
February 7th. No, I'm not a huge Harley Quinn fan. I never have been.
Yeah. So
I know some people like jizz themselves over her. She's never been a big thing. I'm like, okay, cool.
And that cartoon is out now too, whatever that one's called, the Harley Quinn Fart Hour or whatever.
Oh yeah, the Fart Hour. I know what you're talking about.
And that's on the DC thing, which I haven't, again, I feel we need to get back to watching some of the DC stuff.
We do. There's so many things we need to do.
There's so many things. There's so many YouTubes I have to watch every day.
I don't know why.
Why?
You don't have to watch all the YouTube.
But I like it. You never tell me not to.
I don't mind the lists. It's when you get into, like, let's watch a guy play a game for 45 minutes that I get real bored.
A lot of times
because they don't even know how to play the game properly.
It's true.
And I'm not even a gamer. And I'm like, dude, it's so obvious what you need to do right here. They're like, I don't know what to do. And then they spend 20 minutes yelling at the screen.
Well, specifically, I watch, James and Mike Monday. So James Rolfe and Mike Matei, the Cinemassacre, Angry Video Game Nerd, whatever. I watch them play for guys that constantly play video games and are pretty much known for their video game related media. They are very bad at video games.
Right?
James in particular. And
I don't know if they do it on purpose.
No. I think they're just not that good.
But like, even like, I don't play a ton of video games, but even I'm like, you have to go there.
Mm-hmm.
I can see you have to go there. And they're just like, I don't know how to do it. Neither one of them. And I get all mad. Well, I'm like, just fucking do it.
Like I know Mike plays because he does a lot of streaming, but like, I don't think James plays as much because he's got like two kids now. So it's like, I don't think he obviously doesn't have a ton of time to play games, but he's playing. And it just sometimes I'm like, why don't you just do play correctly? Like,
right.
You know, especially stuff that like I know how to play. And I'm just like,
well, even stuff I don't know how to play, I'm like, it's very obvious that you need to like go to the left or whatever.
Yeah.
Like you can tell, and they just don't do it. And they just sit there for 20 minutes continuing to die.
They just do this.
And I'm just like, but guys, could you try going to the left where that giant flashy thing is? Go there. And they're like, I don't know what to do.
Yeah, they just kind of do half-assed jumps. And
That kind of irritates the shit out of me.
But but the trailer. So what was in that trailer? So a lot of Harley Quinn, obviously. A lot of...
The Joker exploded.
That's right, he did.
We don't know if he is actually dead. But
he can never die. He's like... The Joker always...
Maybe this version of him is dead.
Yeah.
I'll take that. I don't need Jared Leto as Joker again. I didn't like him as Joker.
The Joker is always confounded me as a villain because he is a mortal man. Mm-hmm. For what we know, he is a crime genius. Mm-hmm. And yes, he is insane and very good at scheming, but he is just a regular dude. So if Batman punches his face off or could beat the shit out of him. I've never understood how the Joker is a great fighter somehow. It's like, well,
no, I never bought that. I never buy that, like, the Joker's a good fighter. I buy the Joker has goons to do his shit for
him. And he's also got weapons and...
Right, and guns and shit. Sure, and traps and whatever. But in a hand-to-hand thing, he's going to get somebody else to do it for him.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So I've never bought that it's like, oh, watch out for the Joker. He might.
I mean, he'll shoot you in the face.
Yeah, he'll shoot you in the face
many times, or he'll like capture you and torture you. But like, if it's like mano y mano, like he's not gonna.
Well, I guess I'll say to his credit, he knows that at some point, you know, he knows that his limitations is hand to hand combat.
He's not
so if Batman grabs him, he's like, haha, Joker, I got you, and like he's like, haha, well my suit's made out of electrical wires, and you're gonna get zapped or whatever. So, but yeah, so there's that, and then so who is it? It's Harley, obviously.
Renee Montoya.
Which is, she's not known as the Question here. She's just known as Renee Montoya. Black Canary.
Black Canary is there, and Huntress.
No, and is there another one, too? Is there somebody else? I feel like I'm missing somebody else.
There might be. Who else? It's not Katana. It's not Catwoman.
That Catwoman's on there, but.
I don't actually know who else is in there.
But it's really, I don't know, like.
I'll see it.
I mean, I'll see it. It's just, it's one of those things where I'm very familiar with these characters, you know, through their iterations in the comics, you know, especially Huntress, sure. You know, like I've read a bunch of books with her in it, and I'm just watching this trailer. I'm just like, wait, so which one is Huntress? Like, it's very, at least to me, it doesn't, even if they told me this is Huntress, I still wouldn't be able to recognize that's Huntress after watching that after watching the trailer. Just something about it just doesn't register with me because it feels so much like a Harley Quinn movie.
Well, yeah.
Which I don't know why, just make a Harley Quinn movie.
Right.
I don't know why you gotta not do this whole Birds of Prey shit if you're not gonna do Birds of Prey. And I understand.
Well, maybe they will. I don't.
If it does well.
Again, I have not seen anything besides the trailer. I haven't read anything. I don't know what it's about. I know Black Mask is in it.
Yeah, because that wasn't Ewan McGregor.
Yeah, Ewan McGregor's Black Mask. That's all I know.
Yeah.
And I reserve judgment until I see the movie.
Of course.
Because, you know, like I said, I don't know what it's going to be about. We'll see what it's like.
Unrelated
to. I would like it to be good, but I haven't, you know, I don't actually like Margot Robbie as an actress, so I'm kind of just like, okay.
You didn't like her in What's the Time in Hollywood?
No, I didn't. To me, she's always Margot Robbie.
Yeah.
I always see her as Margot Robbie. It's kind of like watching something with George Clooney. It's like, oh, it's George Clooney doing things.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Even when he's Batman?
Yeah. He's always just George Clooney if George Clooney was Batman.
Yeah. No, I can see that.
It's one of those things where, I don't know, I can't separate it, and I just don't like her. And she really didn't do anything in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
No, she was pretty much just...
There was a lot of feet.
Well, it's a Quentin Tarantino movie. I mean, come on.
You know what was really gross about that, though? The dirty.
They were dirty feet,
dude,
yeah.
What the fuck with the dirty feet?
It's like they had him walk on a, like, in the like, back alley for
yeah,
a couple
pretty much.
Minutes.
He was like, stand in this dirt and then put him on the back of this chair. And I was
he's like oh,
God.
Man. Yeah, no, there was some.
Feet, fine. Dirty feet? No, gross.
There were some dirty soles of foot.
Yeah, there really was.
It was quite gross. Quite jarring.
Yeah.
But, I guess, well, speaking of Joker, the Oscar nominations came out.
It did.
And so did Joker get nominated for Best Film and Best Director?
Yeah, I think so.
And Joaquin Phoenix got nominated for Best Actor.
Yeah.
And he won that for the Golden Globes.
Yeah. He was very good in that movie. I'm not, you know, like I said before, he did turn in a very good performance.
Yeah. I think it's also got nominated for Adapted Screenplay.
It's like 11 nominations or something. Jesus. It got the most. And like costuming and I don't know, a bunch of other shit.
We've got all those ones that Suicide Squad got, like makeup and
yeah.
I think, maybe not makeup.
I don't know.
But
yeah, so it got a shit ton. I mean, for me, it was fine. I thought Joaquin Phoenix was great.
Mm-hmm.
He was really, really good. But that's about it. Like for me, it was just like, oh, okay, cool, gritty, Scorsese-esque.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I mean, I guess people are just themselves because it's this movie, this Joker movie that is not like other Batman movies. I mean, it's closer to, you know, the Nolan verse, if anything, but.
Well, it was just a backdoor Batman movie.
Yeah, right.
Because we have to have that fucking origin again.
Well, what was the thing where we were watching the one What Culture List and they were
yes, this was great because they were saying like the original ending of the Joker was supposed to be that he kills Thomas and Martha Wayne in an alley, and he turns to walk around, like turns to walk away, and then he turns back and he shoots Bruce in the face, and Bruce dies. Mm-hmm. And honestly, if that's the way that fucking movie ended, I'd have been like, holy fucking shit. Awesome.
I would have marked out for that.
Because you know what? You're doing something different. You know what? You're doing something totally different. This isn't a Batman movie anymore. This is now a Joker movie.
Yeah, instead of, you know.
And now it's just a fucking backdoor Batman movie. Because guess what? We're going to watch those pearls fall in a fucking alleyway, kids.
Give me them pearls. Yeah, no, I think that would have been a daring choice.
It really would have been. And I actually would have, I would have really respected that choice.
I feel like, I feel like anytime you're doing anything Batman, it's always like parents have to die.
Yeah.
You can't just, wasn't Flashpoint? I correct myself. Flashpoint was kind of the other way around.
Bruce died.
Thomas Wayne became the Batman.
Yeah, and Martha Wayne became the Joker.
Oh, is that how that goes?
Yeah, which is actually
that wasn't
cool.
In the DC movie.
It is, yeah.
In the cartoon?
Mm-hmm. Yep. You don't see her for very long.
I don't remember that.
But there is like a thing where, you know, she goes basically crazy and becomes the Joker.
I don't remember that from that. Definitely remember the whole Thomas Wayne thing.
Yeah.
And I remember the whole...
She's not in it for very long.
Okay. Yeah.
Goes completely nuts because Bruce dies. And so she becomes the Joker.
That's stupid.
Actually, it's kind of, you know...
I mean, it's not...
All right, I'll go with it. It's something different.
Hey, at least Martha Wayne's got something to do for
right?
once.
Because usually it's just like... Let's just talk about your dad. Like, you didn't actually have a mother, which is very, very common in all of comic books.
It's basically like, Martha's here, pearls, and see you later.
Yeah.
You know,
R.I.P.D.
R.I.P.D. But, yeah, we'll see. I mean, I will say, because a lot of people are very upset about some of the snubs for the Oscars, which happens all the time.
The thing is I haven't seen a lot of the movies that have been nominated, so I can't really judge.
Well,
I haven't seen Little Women. I can't say if it's good or bad. I have no clue. I haven't seen it.
I have no desire to see a lot of these movies, to be honest.
I do want
to
see Little Women. I definitely want to see it. But, I mean, like, I haven't seen Parasite. So I want to see Parasite.
Yeah, I want to see Parasite, too. Here's the thing. Parasite's not a horror movie.
I think it's kind of a horror movie.
Is it like, somebody on my Instagram was like, don't watch Parasite if you got some shit going on because it might affect you. Like, it's a very...
It's supposed to. I mean, to my understanding...
I don't want
to
know anything about it.
Okay, well, I can't tell you.
Well, I mean, we've talked a little bit about what maybe some of the premises, but I don't know.
I think the villain in the movie is capitalism. So, I mean, that's it.
Oh, boy.
So... Other than that, I don't really know anything. I really want to see it, though.
Yeah, I do. I don't want to see it. I want to see it, too.
But I can't, like I said, I can't say, like, oh, no, you know, no one was nominated for their performance because I haven't seen it. I have no idea. But I want to see it.
I think the director got nominated.
He did.
Which, you know, who knows? But,
well, it made history for being the first foreign language film to be just nominated as Best Picture.
Really?
Yeah.
That's never happened before? Are you sure? Wait, wasn't like Life is Beautiful or some shit like that?
It wasn't that foreign language film. Like, it wasn't nominated as foreign language. I think it was just straight up Best Picture.
Oh.
I think that's the difference.
Interesting. Maybe film student.
I think that's what I read. Now, that might be incorrect.
There's probably some sort of way that
it's... I feel like I read that
been
somewhere.
Adjusted, yeah. But Uncut Gems didn't get anything.
Which was surprising.
Especially Adam. I mean, if you haven't seen it yet, it's a very tense movie. And acting in it.
There's definitely some good acting.
Adam Sandler is really good.
You know, that's kind of one of those things that every single time Adam Sandler has decided to not do his Adam Sandler shtick, he ends up being very good.
I
just wish he would do that.
Yeah. I haven't seen... I know I own Punch Drunk Love. I don't think I've ever watched it in its entirety.
I have watched it a long time.
Yes, I think it's been a while. The only thing I can remember in the movie is that thing where he calls a phone sex line and you can't pay. So the guys that run the phone sex line along with the girl that does the phone sex come and beat him up and make him go and get the money out of the ATM
Like I said, I mean, it's probably been like 15 years since I've seen the movie.
Yeah.
1917 was nominated for Best Picture. I do want to see that.
I definitely want to see that too.
Because I'm all excited about the idea of somebody putting out a World War I movie.
World War I, the lesser World War.
The one we don't talk about, but man, that was a nasty, gross war. So let's talk about it.
Guys, World War I was underrated.
Ford v. Ferrari. I have no desire to see that. I don't give a fuck. Joker, we've seen. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, we've seen. Which was good.
Yeah.
Parasite, haven't seen, want to. The Irishman, we've seen. I don't think I'd give it Best Picture.
No, I mean, it's good. It's just, I don't think
it's good, but just even up against, I'd give Once Upon a Time in Hollywood Best Picture over The Irishman.
Yeah.
Little Women haven't seen, Jojo Rabbit haven't seen, and Marriage Story, which we have seen. I wouldn't give that Best Picture either.
I think that's definitely going to pick up on the acting ones. Like, I think Adam Driver will probably win.
Well, they were very good in it.
Oh, yeah, very good.
Oh, no, I mean, it was a very good, well-acted, very well-put-together movie, but I wouldn't give it Best Picture.
Yeah, but no Uncut Gems, no...
Little Women...
Other ones.
Hi.
There's a few other ones that I think. Midsommar had some nominations, but nothing for like the overall.
Was it for like graphics and stuff?
Yeah, I think it was like one of those other
costuming, maybe
a costume or something. Yeah. Like a wait, no.
I don't know. I don't know.
The actress that plays the lead, Florence Pugh.
Yes,
she got nominated for Little Women.
Yes,
but she didn't. She was also in Midsommar.
Yeah,
which
great movie.
I like. Yeah, Midsommar.
I think about Midsommar at least once a day. I really do.
I kind of want to be, because it's one of those movies where you're like, I want to talk about it with somebody. Just be like, hey, you want to go Midsommar ourselves or something?
Yes.
And it was like, when you know, you know.
Somebody fucking made a I feel like my mom made a reference the other day to like something about like, oh, like how my mom always wants to like jump off a building when she turns 70 or whatever. I was like, oh, you're going to Midsommar yourself? I'm like, but she's not going to get that reference because she hasn't seen it.
I know. I would love for your mom to watch Midsommar.
She'd probably think it was a great idea. You spoiler for Midsommar if you haven't seen it, but those old people jumping off a cliff, I would be like, good idea.
Just make sure you go head first.
Head first. You can't go legs first. You have to go head first.
Can't go legs first. Don't fuck it up.
Don't fuck it up.
God damn. That was probably the most thing that affected me the most. I was like, that would be me if I did this, and I would suck, and then I'd have to get the hammer.
Uh-huh.
I have to get the Gallagher special.
Yeah, you don't want to get Gallagher special. You just want to do what that old lady did and fucking pancake your fucking skull.
I don't want to be paralyzed. I want to die. I'm trying to die here. Guys, just understand, anytime one of us brings up a summer, we have to talk about it for like 5-10 minutes just because it's...
Talking about the correctness of Midsommar. Because I seriously am planning. When I turn like 75, I think I'm jumping off a cliff. This has been my mother's plan my entire life, and I see her wisdom.
Let's leave it. Let's stop with it, because I keep talking about it like it's like...
It's a good idea.
Go see the movie. It will get in your head.
And I need to see it again, because I didn't even see all the background shit. There's all sorts of like, the trees are moving and like...
Oh, no, faces. I saw all that.
I didn't, because I was like watching...
Oh, yeah, that's something I caught all the time.
I wasn't watching the background. I was watching all the actors, so I need to watch it again and just watch the background.
I'm surprised you didn't see that. Yeah, that was going on like constantly.
Oh, yeah, there's all sorts of shit.
It's like looking at a magic eye painting. Yeah,
I know it's in the background. It's just I was watching like the main actors in the beginning and not really paying attention to the back.
You were giving scores to the people jumping off the cliff.
I was. You're like, tens across the board.
And it's just Jen's there. It's like, hey, special added bonus. We got an audience. Just
slow clap.
Why is that lady slow clapping this?
Everyone else is crying. That woman's slow clapping.
Well, these people are crying. These other people are chanting. This woman's clapping. What the fuck is going on?
That guy's got a Gallagher hammer.
Gallagher's here. Maybe we need to put a moratorium on at least for a while, for a couple of weeks, not talk about Midsommar.
Oh, okay.
Last thing I wanted to cover. One quick thing. I haven't seen it because I haven't had a chance to watch on a regular, but apparently Ezra Miller as the Flash showed up on The Flash.
I know.
In the Crisis on Infinite Earths.
I've got to see those Crisis ones.
I just feel like I have to go back and watch a bunch of
shows. No, I just want to watch the Crisis ones.
But I don't know if I feel like I need to be caught up.
I don't. I know what happens in Crisis. I'm going to watch the Crisis ones.
How crazy is that? We've had a tried and true Flash show for at least 6 years. I think it was 2014, I think.
Maybe.
Yeah, I think it was like 24. I mean, yeah, because I feel it was Arrow definitely started when Comics and Comics were still a sideshow.
Oh, yeah.
Because Mark, I think Greg Berlanti was there. Or Heath Court. No, was it Heath? I think it was one of those guys.
I think it was like Greg.
It was Greg, yeah, and he was on the show. And I remember talking to him about that. So, yeah, because it was Arrow. I feel like Flash was getting in now, or was coming, or maybe it was there. But I mean, can you believe
it started like 2 or 3 years after Arrow?
Yeah, after Arrow. But I mean, can you believe there was a Green Arrow show for this long?
No.
I mean, I remember when I was just like, oh, Arrow, yeah, whatever. That's good. It's great. There's an Arrow show. I'm happy, but
I gave up after a while, though.
Yeah,
too much island.
It could be, yeah, too much island. So that happened, and well, we'll catch up on that eventually. And the Morbius trailer dropped.
Oh, I didn't see the trailer.
You didn't see it?
I just saw the screenshot.
Do you want to see the trailer real quick? Yeah. I'll pause it, and we'll watch the trailer. And hold on one second. Okay, so you just watched the Morbius trailer. What are your thoughts?
Meh. I have no real thoughts on it.
You don't have any thoughts about
it? No, surprisingly, I don't. I just,
you is know. It Morbius? It looks like Morbius Begins with all the... Yeah,
I mean, that's kind of it. It's Morbius Begins.
Yeah.
Here's some bats, and they're swirling around me.
Yeah.
And hey, Michael Keaton's here for some reason.
Yeah, what the fuck's Michael Keaton doing there? Because it's one of those things where this is what drives me nuts, because this is...
Is he Vulture?
I would assume so. Or are we saying he's Vulture? But is he just there and we're supposed to, like, that's Vulture, but we can't say it's Vulture?
But is he?
I don't know.
Did Vulture die?
Oh, he went to jail, I think. Yeah.
Remember.
No, I think he died at the end
of
the
movie. No, you're right. I don't think so.
But he, you know, he's there and there's a Spider-Man thing. Because obviously, like, Morbius first appeared in the Spider-Man comic.
Right, he's a Spider-Man guy.
He started in the Spider-Man thing and now he eventually went off to do his own thing. I wonder if we're doing any Midnight Suns kind of gimmicks going on with this because, you know, that's mostly what I know him from. I haven't really read a ton of Morbius stuff from, you know, the 70s and 80s. I have a few books of that.
Yeah. We've done Morbius.
We've done Morbius here a long time ago. I mean, he's an interesting character. I definitely got one of those C-list character vibes to him.
Sure.
I think for a lot of it's fun to see a character like that being introduced into via movie with via an actor like what's his face? Jared Leto, who is just, you know, method acting. I wouldn't, you know.
I can't roll my eyes hard enough at method acting. I'm sorry.
So, so it should be interesting to see, you know, what he brings to this. I mean, you know,
sure, I guess.
He brings, you know, he gets strong.
As long as he doesn't pull that, like, I'm the Joker, therefore I'm crazy type of shit.
Yeah.
Because anytime anybody pulls that where they're like, oh man, you know, being the Joker, like, fucks with you emotionally. And I'm like, motherfucker, we have had an actor who has been the Joker for 20-something years, and he is a living delight.
Yeah,
that man is Mark Hamill.
Mark Hamill's fine.
And he is fantastic. You want to see, there's probably pictures of him holding dogs right now on the internet. You could Google it.
Mark Hamill's doing just fine, and he has been the Joker forever. And
he's not sending used condoms to people. He's a fucking delight.
And he's been like, look, yeah, you could say, oh, he did the animated series, that's for kids. Like, no, but he also did the Arkham Knight game.
Yes, he did.
Which
he's voiced him for years. He is embodied. You still have to act, and embody a character when you're doing voice acting.
Yeah. So I mean, yeah, right. Morbius.
So we'll see what Morbius does. I mean, whatever. I'll not reading anything about it. It just kind of. I think I'm over origin movies.
But I mean, this is what you have to do, I think.
Do you?
Well, why not? I mean, it's a character. Well, because look, if this was like,
can I just have a vampire guy running around and you can just like flashback to it a little bit? Do I have to watch, like, I had a blood disease and I got these whatever, and here's Lane from Mad Men hanging out with me for some reason? Oh, I don't know, man. Who Lane's supposed to be.
Could Don Draper be far behind? Let's see. Actually, it'd be great if, like,
let's find out
somehow Don Draper's in the Morbius verse.
Yeah, how can we get John Hamm in the Marvel universe?
How can we get John Hamm in any superhero movie? I mean, he's got to have been in one at least, I think, right? Understanding it.
Has John Hamm been in a super,
like, he's movie? Has he been somewhere in, like, the background? I know he's in, like, the new Top. I think he's in the new Top Gun movie.
He is in the new
Top Gun movie, which is literally the
only reason I want to see the new Top Gun movie. Because nothing makes me sadder than just being like, hey, it's Maverick, and he literally has not changed in the past 30 years. Still doing the same shit. You want to watch him? No, I don't, because that's not inspiring. It's depressing. But I do want to see John Hamm walking around in mirrored sunglasses.
I'm excited to see John Hamm get a good paycheck.
Right.
Okay, well, yeah, let's take a quick break, and we'll come back with our book for this week.
Hi, I'm Blaine Dowler, host of Bedtime in the Public Domain. In this podcast series, I'll read bedtime stories from books in the public domain. Each weekday, I'll release one chapter or short story from a selected larger collection. Once the entire book is done, I'll also release an audiobook version, including all chapters or short stories, before taking a few days off to prepare the next series. All stories will be from one of the children's categories from the Project Gutenberg website, because they do an excellent job of editing the content to ensure it's in public domain, and I have neither the time nor expertise required to do that myself. Suggestions for the stories that come next are welcome and encouraged. You can find the show at Bureau42.com, on iTunes, and on Stitcher.
Okay, we're back in our worst collection ever with our book for this week. We have Green Lantern Volume 2, number 173, from February 1984. It's been a long time since we've done a Green Lantern book, actually. Because I feel like we've never really touched on the 90s series. I mean, I think we did one like a long time ago. Like, I think it was issue 25. I think like the other Green Lantern we did was the one where he killed that child. Do you remember that? Where it was like the cover was like, it was like a dude in the book, but on the cover looked like a little kid, like a little fat kid. And he was like, he was like, Green Lantern was like, oh no, that fat child is stuck out in space and he's...
Oh, maybe. I vaguely remember.
Yeah, it was pretty...
I just remember when it comes to the books about children, I remember that Daredevil one that we did where all the kids blow up.
Did we actually do that one?
I feel like we did.
I feel like we were going to.
Because they were exploding children.
Oh, yeah. No, there's actually... That one's actually very fun. I know it's not really supposed to be funny, but it's upsetting, but it's also very funny.
Yes, well...
There's a lot of, like, people being like, what the fuck was that kid blowing up?
Anyway.
It's a Christmas one, I think, too.
Yeah, I think we did it. I don't know.
And speaking of Green Lantern, I actually just started playing... Green Lantern Rise of the Manhunters on PS3.
How's that going?
It's kind of boring.
Oh.
Let's be honest. I mean, you would think a Green Lantern game would be a lot of fun, but it's based off the Ryan Le- I mean, it doesn't matter what it's based off of, but
it's based off the movie?
It's based off the movie. I mean, Ryan Reynolds, I believe, actually does do...
The voice.
The voice.
Oh, man.
And I think a lot of the people that did the voices, you know, of the characters are in this game.
Mm.
However, it's just a very... Like, it's kind of like Marvel Ultimate Alliance, but you don't get to pick anybody else, which sucks.
Yeah.
You have to gain experience points to use different constructs, and you have different opportunities to use them. And you're just going around beating up manhunters, so the enemies are pretty much the same too.
Oh.
You know, it's just manhunters. I mean, no, wait. You do go to the Zamora. Is it because the Zamorians?
Boom.
The we know what I'm talking about.
Meh.
The love planet.
Oh, where the Star Sapphires are.
Yeah, Star Sapphires is a planet.
I don't know what it's called, but yeah.
So you end up there and you end up, you know, fighting a bunch of Zamorians or whatever. And then I'm assuming you probably go to Quard and you end up doing stuff there. But
Quard.
But it's kind of – actually, I just remembered of the – oh, God. What's his name? I know it's not – Jared. Jared's girlfriend on Silicon Valley, Gwart.
Oh, Gwart?
It's Gwart.
Yeah. I don't even know if that's his girlfriend or just like somebody who's trying to help.
I think he was just really into her and he was just like, because the girl never talked. But
no, she just had those really thick glasses. She was just like walking around randomly. God, that's such a weird show.
Yeah. R.I.P. Silicon Valley. No longer
on. Yeah, that's too bad.
Good show, though. So anyways, Green Lantern number 173, February 1984. On the cover, it says, beginning a startling new chapter in the life of the Emerald Crusader. And to the other side, it says, beware the javelin, my son. And we have this new character introduced in this book known as the Javelin.
Who I honestly thought was Booster Gold.
He pretty much looks like Booster Gold. You know, his outfit is perfectly blue, perfectly yellow, just like Booster Gold would be.
Yeah, the hair is different. But, I mean, he even has the one where the hair comes through the top.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's got like a crew cut. Yeah. So
he's got a haircut you could set your watch to.
That's right. He's throwing a yellow javelin at Hal, Green Lantern, and he's,
He looks like he got hit with, like, nacho cheese.
Yes, that too.
He just looks like somebody squirted nacho cheese on him.
Can you defeat Green Lantern with nacho cheese?
I would assume so, because it's yellow.
It's
technically yellow.
I guess if you had a really good nacho cheese, a really fresh nacho cheese.
Like if I went to the movie theater and I was like, give me your freshest nacho cheese, and they'd look at me like I was crazy because there's no such thing. They would just give me your most liquid nacho cheese.
Excuse me. I would like your finest nacho cheese.
Your finest plastic that's just not really
cheese. You're just wearing a Victorian area dress. You're like, excuse me. Can I have your finest?
I would like your finest nacho cheese and your stalest chips, please. Here at this movie theater.
Movie theater.
But yeah, you would just like get that like vat. Like you could like get it from the like 7-Eleven. You just... Like he does here, splash on Hal Jordan. Apparently it works.
If Green Lantern went into a football game,
Oh, he's fucked.
He's fucked because, like, you could be like, you're a villain. Like,
fighting the Condiment King.
Yeah. Oh, the Condiment King would fuck him up.
The Condiment King would 100%, because all he would have to have is one barrel full of nacho cheese and another full of mustard.
Bust out. Yeah.
100% fuck up Green Lantern, which is probably why they've never fought.
Oh, man.
Also because no one has fought the Condiment King.
Why hasn't that story been written yet? That sounds like a showcase story, like a Showcase 98 story.
I would totally write that story.
Actually, it sounds like a great idea.
DC, call me. I got you.
Green Lantern was murdered today after being covered in mustard and nacho cheese. He drowned to death because it was yellow.
Yep.
R.I.P.
Hey, if that one Chip or whatever his name is can get hit by a yellow truck, the Green Lantern can get murdered by cheese.
The only recipe is if, like, you know, if Condiment King's walking around with a spicy brown mustard, it doesn't technically count.
No, it has to be the regular ass, like, French's yellow mustard.
That's right. French's American mustard, killing Green Lanterns
since whenever French's was 1960. Founded.
Okay, anyway, so the story's called Old Friends, New Foes. We have Hal flying around Los Angeles because he's based on the coast. And I believe he just came back from some space stuff.
He was, like, exiled for, like, a year. This is kind of like this is the beginning of a new story.
Beginning of a new period for him. And, you know, we're also...
a new arc.
New arc. And we're kind of creeping up on Crisis, too, which we'll get to in a second. But, you know, so he's flying around. He's like, man, you know, it's great. I'm back. And, you know, I get to go back to my job as a test pilot at Ferris. And also,
I get to fuck Carol Ferris.
I get to fuck her. And, you know, and everything's great. And as he's driving, he sees a drunk driver.
Well, at first he just sees a car.
Oh, that's true.
Okay. Like, careening. And he was like, oh no, I better help that guy. So he, like, uses his ring to create, like, a ramp so the car doesn't hit other people. And then it, like, lands on a pillow. And then he goes in. He's like, oh my God, did you have a heart attack? And he's like, nope, just a regular old drunk. And then he, like, puts him inside of a construct bottle. And he just... Now, this is what I don't know about constructs. How long do constructs last? And do they have to be within, like, could I set up a, if I was a Green Lantern, could I be like, construct this bottle?
Yeah.
And would it last fucking ever? Or as soon as I'm out of a certain range, or as soon as I stop thinking about it? Like, how does it work?
Well, you would think that if you're using a construct, like, because here he creates this booze bottle, traps this guy inside.
And he goes,
it.
Let the cops bust you out of there.
And the cops are showing up, but...
He flies away.
He flies away, and I'm like, well, shouldn't your... Because his ring's not attached to this device, you know, to this construct. So why is it still existing on its own? And how do they, you know, how do the cops be like, okay, we got to get you out of this...
How do you bust through
space
a
energy?
Yeah, how do you bust through this construct? I think that's my biggest question about this, because I'm like, just like, so can he just create a construct and it'll just last? Or does he have to be within a certain amount? Like, you can't be more than 3 miles away.
Yeah.
It only lasts for 20 minutes. Like, how does it work? I don't know if that's ever been explained.
I'm trying to figure out if there's ever what instances that would have where that would have been. Like, I'm trying, because I've read a bunch of Green Lantern stuff. I'm trying to think, though. Usually when he's doing, like, constructs, he's like, you know, he's right there. He's right there.
But, so, like, could he put this guy in a bottle and be like, be back in 25 minutes and then come back and the guy's still in a bottle?
Yeah. I don't know. So anyways,
Carol lives in the BoJack Horseman house.
Oh yeah, she does.
Except this one's closer to the water, but it's like one of those with, like, the long supports holding it up, because it's off, like, literally off the side of a cliff.
The dumbest house you can build.
You literally, I don't care how rich I was, you could not get me to live in a house like that.
Yeah, right.
Especially in LA.
Well, this was also just destroyed too, because apparently
it burned down.
Yeah, somebody Goldface showed up and fucked up the house, and she's like, ah, whatever, insurance.
Right.
I also thought here, because she's coming out of the shower.
I thought the towel was a construct.
Yeah, I thought he was like, hey. Because she's got this green towel that looks exactly like Green Lantern's energy. And yeah. I'm like, is he like, she's like, oh, you know what? My hair, I'm just going to let my hair.
I'll towel it for you with my cool construct.
Green Lantern is
Paul Sassoon.
Yeah.
Vidal Sassoon or whatever.
Green Lantern's going to do, going to be Barbara Streisand's hairdresser and then write a movie called Wild Wild West.
He'd probably write Green Lantern, actually.
Does it have a giant spider in it?
It's made out of his energy. He just kind of makes it, just walks away. And he's like, well, there it is.
There's your giant spider.
There's a giant spider. It'll never go away.
Yeah. But there's no way in fucking hell you could pay me to live in a house like that.
No. So.
But they do. And so he's like, oh, I'm so glad you're back. You're no longer exiled or whatever. And she's like, well, we got to go to work. And he's like, well, I got plenty of time. I know how to spend it. So they have the sex.
Oh, yeah.
Even though you don't see it. So then we cut to.
Let me keep this energy towel in your head, though.
And this is the first and only time we see this because we don't see it again.
Okay, so let me explain here.
Well,
so
can I say what's happening first? So we have a satellite that is cloaked. Mm-hmm. It is above Earth.
Mm-hmm. Is it the Death Star kind of?
Kind of looks like the Death Star. There's a lady. Mm-hmm. And she's like, hey, this congressman or senator or something is trying to do something. And then there's a guy that's calling Monitor.
Right.
So continue.
So basically, we're leading up to Crisis at this point. And I've read a bunch of these. I'm continuing to try to get back into it. But I'm, you know, you're reading and right now, Crisis hasn't started yet. But we're just seeing these.
Just getting these things.
These vignettes of the Monitor and Harbinger.
Oh, it's Harbinger.
It's Harbinger, which for some reason.
She's wearing pink.
Yeah, she's wearing this pink bodysuit.
Yeah, I didn't know who the fuck she was.
But she's, because Harbinger has a completely different outfit by the
it's
time.
It's like, wait.
Yeah, she has like this like helmet and skirt and whatever. This is just like some regular ass outfit.
Yeah.
Some weird ass outfit. And she basically, these things all are like the same where you get a couple pages of Harbinger walking in and being like, hey. Yeah, she's like, hey, Monitor, like
things
are going on. He's like, yeah, leave me alone. And she's like, okay. And then that's it.
That's it.
And then this goes on for like a year.
Oh my God.
And just randomly gets inserted to all the DC books.
Oh my God.
Yeah. You know who these people, you know that this is Monitor. And does he call her Harbinger or does he just call her Lila?
I think he just called her Lila. Okay. I didn't know who she was.
Well, yeah, she's okay. So it's Lila. And yeah, you just get this. And basically what's going on is he's
planning to kill.
No. See, the Monitor. Okay.
Kill.
This is what
kill.
This doesn't really make a lot of it doesn't make sense to me, but it does. I guess it should. Where the Monitor has been helping. So basically, he has a line to like a bunch of like villains and ne'er-do-wells, people that want to contract him to find other villains to do shit for them.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Uh-huh.
And he's doing this because he wants to see what the hero's situation is on Earth or wherever he's monitoring so that he could decide whether or not to bring those people into his crusade against the anti-monitor, which eventually is going to happen at some point. But it doesn't make sense now because he's basically just this guy being like, yeah, all right, you know, I'll send you a bunch of jabronis and you can have whoever your character is fight them. Because in the next book, I think, or maybe the book after this, Green Lantern fights this group called the Destruction Crew.
Okay.
Who is just a demolition team or something like that. And
so they're a WWE tag team?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of, because they're all wearing hard hats,
They're called the Destruction Crew.
I think it's just Demolition Team.
Either one is a tag team name.
It's a tag team name. And they show up and they got like tools. Like, you know, one guy's like, I have a crane. The other guy's like, I'm a jackhammer. They go to Ferris Air Force. They beat the shit out of Ferris Air Force for some reason.
I'm a jackhammer.
That's
like
book.
Watching a child.
It pretty much. It's actually, there's like one guy's like, I'm a bulldozer. You know? So anyways, Hal and Carol go to work.
So they go to work. And this is just basically like Al saying hello to everybody for like four pages.
Yeah.
So he says hello to this guy who almost gets smashed by a beam.
Uh-huh.
I don't know who this guy is.
Well, this guy is, what's his name?
He's like, oh no, Hal's back. Like, he gets really upset that Hal's back.
Richard Davis. So he's like a guy that works on Ferris, and he doesn't like Hal.
Surprise. Nobody likes Hal.
I do like his hat here, because he puts on a hat here, and it's supposed to, basically it's F for Ferris, but just because
it just says
F Davis. It's like, yeah, F. So he's almost impaled by a girder that falls, and Hal saves him at the last second, and he's like, yeah, well, whatever. I'm glad to see, you know, he's like, yeah, I'm glad to see you back. And then he's like, oh, fuck Hal.
Right. Fucking Hal.
This guy turns out later in a few issues, like actually a few issues from now.
Monitor?
No. Actually, Eclipso comes back. And while Eclipso's there, he has a heart attack and he dies.
Oh, well.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, okay. R.I.P. that guy.
R.I.P. that guy.
He didn't even die in a cool way.
Yeah, he just kind of was like, ah, I'm dead. Because he's like, because there's a bunch of issues after this where he's like, I've got a heart condition, you know, kind of shit like that.
Okay.
And then we go to, because Kira's like, look, business has been slow. So he's kind of actually, she's kind of doing the thing from Angel Has Fallen, where she's like, she's like, yeah, I got this big, yeah, I got this big space. I'm just like having people come in and use it.
Like lease it out to other people.
So she leases it out to like some scientists, and it's like this sexy scientist crew who I'm definitely. Yeah,
which is this weird one, because this one woman who is apparently Irish or Scottish, because she says like, nice to meet ye.
Morning to ye.
Morning to ye.
Yeet.
And then there's like the, so they're like trying to, they're sitting in this big giant chair, which looks like a virtual reality chair.
It's pretty much.
And they're trying to like move a paper airplane with their mind.
Because they're doing psionic.
It's a psy chair is what they call it.
Because he walks in and he's like, they're like, yeah, we're scientists. And like,
I'd be like, let's get the fuck out of here, man. These people are crazy.
And one of them's like, you're like, yeah, pretty much fuck planes. We're going to like use like our minds to like move shit. So people don't have to use planes.
They just said fuck planes.
Yeah, right. It's like, hey, fuck your planes.
Hey, Hal, fuck you and your plane.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey. Fuck planes.
Fuck planes.
So
they're, for some reason, they're just like, we're scientists who have been like trained to do this and been working on this forever. But hey, Hal, why don't you, guy we've literally never met before, why don't you give it a shot?
Yeah, well, they're like, we've been testing it on each other. Why don't you test it out and see if you don't die? So,
or because they can't get it to work. So Hal sits in the chair, and because of his amazing willpower, he is able to move this plane.
But then he kayfaves it and says,
he's
it was
like, oh, no, it was a breeze. Ha, 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 jokes. But we all know it's because Hal has amazing willpower. Sure.
So these people go, just since maybe we'll never get to it, but these people go on to die as well.
R.I.P.
But they die because Cyborg Superman blows up Coast City.
Oh, cool.
So that, you know, like years from now, they get jobbed out.
What are you going
to
do?
So now here's where we get to our villain, Javelin. So we got. There's like an engine or something.
Yeah, they're like waiting to get an engine so it can be put into the jet that Hal's gonna fly.
Yeah,
right. These dudes are trying to deliver it, and they get stopped on the road by this guy who looks like Booster Gold, but who is not Booster Gold.
Right. Well, actually, after reading this again, it's pretty fucked up because they're driving and these two guys are like, "All right, well, we."
It's kind of like Terminator 2.
Kinda.
Where that guy, where what's his face, just like throws one of them out and like fucks up their fucking rig.
Well, this is something where, so this guy, so they're driving and they're like, all right, well, we work by the hour. Let's just do this, whatever. And Javelin, and you know, he's a German guy. So right. Everything he says is written in German English.
Yeah.
So, which is actually very annoying.
It is very
annoying. Because just reading it and he's just like,
yeah,
you know,
it's like reading, it's phonetically like somebody who had a German accent.
Right.
And it's very annoying.
These two guys are driving. There's this panel where the guy's like, they're like, well, that guy's just standing there. And the other guy's like, well, there's only one thing we can do. Run him over.
there's a dude in the middle of the road. And instead of just being like, hey, maybe we should stop. You're like, you know,
you think he would stop first. That's not even on the table.
The only choice we have is to run this man over.
Because the guy's like, we get paid by the hour. Let's run him over.
They kind of deserve what they get here.
Well, Javelin shows up and he throws one of his javelins and fucks up the engine, and then these guys get out, and
I assume he murders these men.
Well, he hits them with the javelin, like the pointing of a javelin, but he doesn't like impale them. He just kind of hits them with the side of it.
Right, because he like throws the javelin through the engine, and then he like fucks these guys up with the javelin, and then he steals the engine.
So as this guy's stealing the engine, we cut back to Ferris, and again, Green Lantern, you know, Hal's out there saying hi to everybody.
Hal's buddies with everybody.
Eventually runs into my boy, Bruce Gordon, who was
Eclipso.
He's Eclipso. He's a solar scientist. And Bruce is, he's like, hey, Bruce, how you doing? And he's like, yeah.
So much better.
He's like,
no longer infected by Eclipso or however that works.
Basically, he's like, I'm doing pretty good. I'm no longer affected by the wrath of God.
Yeah.
You know, or whatever.
Or whatever the fuck.
And Hal's like, yeah, he was like, Eclipso.
Yeah.
Zounds.
Cool, man. Glad you're better.
That guy was pretty cool, but yeah, I'm glad he's not trying to murder me. So
that's pretty great when he's not trying to kill me.
He's pretty cool when he's not trying to kill me.
Yeah.
Eclipso, yeah. Usually when he's like, he's just Bruce, you know, he's kind of cool. But
Bruce is a cool dude.
When he starts getting like all like
Eclipso-y.
When he sees a moon being obscured in any way, which
is constant. I don't.
That is one of the funniest things it's just like about Eclipso.
Anytime there's a shadow in front of the moonbeam,
it doesn't matter though.
It could be a fucking truck drives by.
Yeah, a truck drives by, and he's like, oh no, I'm Eclipso. I mean, it sucks for him.
It really
does. And
it's
very funny to me.
Very hilarious. I agree.
So as they're chatting, they find out that this engine was abducted. So
stolen.
Green Lantern shows up, and we pass by the scene, and there's like one of these things where the cops are there, and they're like, oh, this guy got hit with a javelin, and then they're like, yeah. Then they said they got away in flying bicycles. It's like, oh, he must have seen ET too many times,
right?
1984, guys.
Yep, jokes.
And Green Lantern's like, well, I'm going to track these vehicles
because isn't the guy who's like doing the plane like knows he's Green Lantern? What's his fucking name?
A javelin?
No.
Bruce?
He's good. No, there's a buddy who's like,
oh, the plane. I forgot what his name is.
I forgot what his name is, but he like knows that he's Green Lantern.
It's his
buddy.
What's his name? Kalamaku. He's been around forever. He's like this Eskimo guy who works for Ferris or whatever. So Hal's like on the case, and he runs up on these Javelin's crew, mm-hmm. who look like the best way I can describe.
I was very confused by them, but go ahead.
They look like cloud car pilots from Empire Strikes Back, but like they're blue and yellow.
Yeah, I can see that.
And they're riding what appears to be spider or some sort of ant ships.
I was also very confused because they seem like they can't see. So they're like, where is that coming from? What is it? Oh my god! And I'm like,
guys,
are these guys blind? What?
So they see Hal. One of the guys is like, I'm gonna murder him with my laser. I'm gonna cut him up to pieces. This guy, like, there's a lot of bloodthirsty people.
Yeah, there's a lot of just like the only solution to problems is like murder.
Not just like a devious thing. Like full on like.
Well, you know, we obviously have to kill this person.
Trauma style murder. It's like, right? I'm gonna slice this guy up and then run over his head.
Yeah.
Like we are out of control here.
Yeah.
And so Green Lantern kind of takes care of these guys, but then Javelin shows up and he starts throwing javelins, of course.
Mm.
And he's like, aha, here's my harpoon javelin. I was like, that's kind of the same thing. You just call it a harpoon.
It's exactly the same thing. I don't know what he's talking about.
So just a quick thing. For Javelin, he is an Olympic javelin thrower who decided to do crime.
I mean, what else are you doing?
He goes on to die a lot. He shows up in like Suicide Squad and like Checkmate and all this shit. And every time he shows up, he's like, "Ha, I'm Javelin," and he gets killed.
Oh, sweet.
So if you guys are wondering what happens to him, that's pretty much it.
He dies a whole bunch.
He dies a whole bunch. I don't know if he's shown up in anything in New 52. I don't know if we've gotten that far yet.
I don't think.
or the rebirth.
Javelin rebirth. Nobody remembers Javelin.
Like, there's one part where he throws his javelin and it looks like it is right on his thigh. Do you see?
Yes, I did see that because I was just like, he should have like a javelin stuck in his thigh, but somehow
Hal escapes getting his thigh impaled by a javelin, even though it's right there.
He should totally have like a javelin sticking out of his thigh right now.
The panels are drawn, it's kind of confusing.
It is. It's a weird perspective.
Because he throws one and then, he has one, uh-huh. He throws it. Looks like it's about to go through his leg. It doesn't hit him.
No, and it totally should.
Then he throws another one, and this is the one where Hal grabs it,
uh-huh.
and it explodes into a bunch of little javelins. So then he fixes that off.
Yeah, and then Javelin's like, wait, you have a shield?
Yeah, what the fuck? So what the fuck, man? I don't know how you're doing this. Yeah. Guy I've never fought before, but
right?
This is bullshit.
Like, person I've literally done no research on.
Yeah.
You're like, oh.
And so this is where he's like, well, I'm just going to throw this yellow javelin.
Yeah.
And Green
Which apparently he just had.
He just had, and he throws it through whatever manhole cover Hal made, and it goes through, and then it covers him said nacho cheese.
Yeah, he turns into Nacho Cheese Man.
He basically turns into Nacho Man.
Yeah,
Nacho Man. Yeah, I want to be Hal Jordan Nacho. Yeah, so basically in Green Lantern's like, well, I'm yellow and I can't use my ring, so I'm fucked. And then Javelin's like, haha.
Right.
And that's it.
Yep, that's it. And Hal Jordan is covered in nacho cheese falling down towards the ground.
I wish this was the final issue.
And that's how Hal Jordan died.
I wish the next issue was Hal Jordan hitting the ground, turning into being
cheese,
piled into blood and cheese.
Bloody cheese.
On some highway in the PCH, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
And then everybody, rest of the issue is everybody trying to be like, man, it really sucks that Hal died. You know, I guess this is the end of
he just came back, but he's dead now.
The guardian, his ring just flies away. It's like his guardian's like, oh, really? Yeah, killed. The guardian's like, what's nacho cheese? How did you get killed by that?
Speaking of the ring just flying away, we have a weird little...
Oh, yeah, that's right. We have like a little green...
It's like a three-page little thing.
Well, it's a Green Lantern core. So at this time, we get to where the Green Lantern, this Green Lantern series becomes like the Green Lantern core book.
Right,
so we're getting a little bit of slice of the Green Lantern core in action. And this one's got no words on it.
No, it's just like a kind of like a caveman looking dude. Some Green Lantern falls to whatever planet they're on and he dies. And this guy, this caveman-like person...
becomes Green Lantern.
Becomes their Green Lantern, right? Because that's what the ring does. Cool.
He helps invent wheels.
Yeah, but he, like, yeah, totally gives them all this technology, and then there's, like, a war, and then he dies in it, and then he falls to another planet, and it starts all over again, and that's literally it.
Well, because what happens is if we start off, you see these guys, this guy in the beginning, fighting a bunch of yellow ships, and it's like, well... Yeah. You know, nacho ships, you know, that's the end of me.
The nacho ships.
And then this caveman dude, they're like, all right, go fight off in the war, you know, and then they go and fight and...
Caveman war.
It's a bunch of nacho ships and RIP this guy. And then we, looks like some sort of ant monster becomes the next Green Lantern.
Yeah.
And that is it.
That's it.
For Green Lantern, volume 2, number 173. Do you want to read the next issue of this?
I might give it a shot.
I
wouldn't mind it. I don't think I'd mind it.
I'm surprised that I am not as into Green Lantern as other people. Cause I feel like, I mean, it's sci-fi.
Mm-hmm.
There's, you know, it does a lot of imagination,
space,
you know, cosmic shit.
Yeah.
You know, it's really cool. I mean,
yeah,
it's, you know what I mean? And so I just feel like I would have had more of an affinity for it, but I never did, but going back and reading some of these books, it's pretty good. Like it. I kind of feel like I should be more into Green Lantern, but maybe I will because I got this DC app.
I was in a Green Lantern wedding.
That's right. You were. I still have that ring.
Yep.
You were the love.
I was Star Sapphire. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was a Star Sapphire woman. That was kind of fun.
Because, was it our friends, Dustin and Myra?
Mm-hmm.
Dustin is a huge Green Lantern fan.
Yes, he is.
And
huge Green Lantern fan. And so everybody in the wedding party was a lantern.
And you had to wear a pink dress, right? Or like a...
Yeah, it was like a purple dress. Purple dress. So everybody was a, you know, so I think I walked with Neil and he was the red one. Was he red?
I don't know. Well, so was it? So each of them got their own ring.
Yeah. So everybody got their own. So the groomsmen were the red, orange, and yellow.
Okay.
Dustin had the green, obviously, as the groom, and then we had. I was Star Sapphire. Then there was the blue one.
Was there a black one or a white one?
The white one was Myra.
Orange. Was there an orange one?
Yeah, there was an orange one too.
That has to be all of them, because what happened?
Yeah, because Myra was the white.
Right. Okay. So that makes sense.
Yeah.
So, yeah, because they had a couple years ago, and they still probably find them. I think you can probably find them.
Oh, you can find them because you can, like, buy the whole set.
You buy the whole set of these gimmick rings that, they have, like, a button on inside.
And they glow.
They actually glow up.
Yeah.
But I've had that hanging out forever.
Yeah, we still have
it. In the case. So, you know, if you ever want to turn into Star Sapphire.
Yeah, I'll think about it.
I'll think about it. Anyways, I need to get back into some Green Lantern. So that's the thing I love about this DC app is that I could just dive into anything at any moment.
Right.
Most stuff. I mean, there's some stuff that isn't there that I wish was there. But, I mean, you really can't be angry at the selection that's there, especially, you know, for stuff from like the 70s and 80s. There's right. just a whole bunch of stuff that you can just be like, all right, this is, I'm reading some Green Lantern today. I'm going to read some old school Hawkman. I'm going to read some action comics, you know, whatever. So yeah. it's pretty rad. That's it for this week's show. Thank you for listening. Please find us on Twitter and Instagram. I am at Angry Hero Sean.
And I'm at Jen Stansfield on Twitter and Instagram. You can find us on Facebook, Worst Collection Ever, and email the show, worstcollectionever@gmail.com.
Yeah, definitely email us. I would love for...
like emails.
Yeah, well, I would love for some emails, and I would love to do like a Q&A thing on our show.
Oh, yeah. Do people actually have questions for us?
Yeah, or we'll just find us on Twitter, you know, or on the Facebook and just send us stuff there. And I mean, and, you know, I don't know. I mean, I know people... I know.
Dear Jen, why do you suck?
Nobody's going to say that.
Somebody should say that.
Don't say that. Please do not send an email asking why Jen sucks.
It started back in 1983. And then I just launched into like a like 800 thread tweet explanation of why I suck.
It started back in 1984 when I was a girl of four. Anyways, so
you're like listening to Abe Simpson. That was a style at the time.
All right. Yes, please send us an email and please rate, review, subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get the show, Spotify, Stitcher, and let your friends know about the show. That would be really awesome. So thanks again, folks, for listening, and we'll talk to you again next time.
Bye.